Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I just want to have a quick chat with you with ideas of strategy management instead of property management. Now, at the moment, at the time of recording, I'm currently travelling throughout Queensland on one of my usual half-day events that I do all the time, and we're focusing on rent arrears. And automation, whether it's rent arrears or other procedures, is sometimes possibly not a good thing. And what I'm talking about is just having automation of sending text messages, reminders, and just automating procedures as opposed to strategically thinking about the situation. An example is we monitor rental arrears daily for risk management best practice and doing the right thing by our client, and obviously actioning rent arrears as we see fit and as per procedures. Now, if people came up on your arrears and it's really unusual, maybe pick up the phone and if they don't answer, obviously you'd leave a message saying, "Hi, Stacey. It's Susie from XYZ Real Estate, just making sure all's okay because you've surprisingly come up on our rent arrears 3 days behind. I'll just send you through an email to touch base as well." Instead of just automating, have a stop and think and strategize in relation to what may be a different way rather than just automating. Automating can offend people. Now, hear me out. Most tenants are good people like you and I, of course. Most people are good people. So someone who's unwell or got a sad family tragedy, a death, or so life happens to all of us. An automation could offend someone. And then, of course, you've damaged relationships, and that leads to possible tenant getting offended, possibly overreacting, possibly Facebook rant, bad Google review. I mean, the list goes on. All I'm simply suggesting is when you're dealing with situations, sometimes automation and just following procedure is maybe not the correct way because we manage people. And yes, I know time's an issue, but relationships are so important and reputation. So basically, thinking about strategy management, looking at a situation and thinking, okay, yes, there's law, yes, there's a procedure, yes, we use that form, yes, we use that automation text, yes, we do this, yes, we do that. But considering strategy and that situation possibly could save relationships and make a property manager's wonderful life a little bit easier. Food for thought, rather. So strategy management as opposed to property management and automation. I hope this has given you some ideas and possible actions on how to resolve matters that don't always have to go into dispute or offend people. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thanks for joining me, and bye for now.